Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 687. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. Please leave a review, share with a friend, do what you can. Enjoy this Thanksgiving Dvar Torah, and I will see you all back, or you'll hear me all back on Monday. Have a great weekend. So this week's parasha is Parshas Vayetze, and we have a very, very well-known phrase that we find in Parshas Vayetze, and that's the phrase which describes the reason that Leah names her fourth kid Yehuda. The Pasuk, as we know, has Leah explaining why she names all of the names of her first four children. So first she has Reuven, and it's because she explains the anyi, the affliction that she has, feeling that she is the hated wife between her and Rachel. And then of course there is Shimon, ki snua anuchi, I am literally the hated wife. And then Levi, hapam yilovei ishi, perhaps my husband will now accompany me. And then finally with Yehuda, it's not about frustration anymore with her husband or with her relationship, perhaps, as we'll see in a moment. It has yet already been healed. But the Pasuk says the reason she names him Yehuda is Hapam Odes Hashem. This time I will thank Hashem. Alken Karashmo Yehuda. Therefore, she calls him Yehuda. Okay, so that's an interesting reason. It seems the first three names have to do with her relationship with her spouse, and now the fourth name doesn't. So you might just say, as the Malbim actually does, there was nothing left to say about her husband. Rav Hirsch actually suggests that it had worked. The whole attempt to bring them closer together, he proves, he shows, had worked, and therefore the first three children were named after that frustration, but the fourth did not need to be, and therefore that's one of the things she was grateful for. Hapam Odes Hashem. This time I want to thank God for the fact that all of my efforts and my frustrations have been responded to and have been answered. Others explain that the reason that she names this child Yehuda and she's particularly grateful is because of the nature of this child. It was a special child. Rabbi Yosef Kara, writing in the Middle Ages, he writes, he says, Shahari Haisal Alitain Hoda Beruven Shizach Salabanam. She should have said thank you when she had Reuven, the first child, right? Well, why is this the thank you child? Rather, it's because with Ruach HaKodesh, she was able to see Sha'asidin Latzeis Mimeno Malachim V'Sarim Yoser Mikol HaShvatim. From this child would come kings and leaders more so than any other Shevet. Nasna Bahodala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zicha Osah La'oso Ben HaRayu La'oso Gdula. Because this was going to be a child with such incredible progeny. We know Yehuda would ultimately be the Malchus based David. This would be the leaders of all of Klal Yisrael would come from Yehuda. So therefore, there was a particularly extra level of gratitude for having this child. The Das Zakenim says there was a different element of gratitude, which was Sheyehuda Hoda al Nasa Tamar. Later in Parshas Vayeshev, we're going to have the story with Yehuda and Tamar, which itself is a complex story, but in the end, Yehuda acts heroically in owning up to what he does, owning up to what he had done with Tamar, and that was an incredible moment. And so she was so grateful for the fact that he would do that, that that was the Hoda that she gave now for his actual Hoda of admission for what he had done then. Rabbi Yosef Kara also suggests, he says that perhaps it's because she saw David HaMelech coming from Yehuda, and David HaMelech was the one who was Nasan Rov Hoda'os LaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wrote Sefer Tehillim. There's no greater collection of Hoda'ah of gratitude than that composed by David HaMelech. And so because Yehuda was going to be the forefather of David, so it was not Yehuda so much as it was David, the child that would come generations later. That's some of the interpretations that focus on the nature of Yehuda himself, what he was going to be as a forefather for others, but that is why she had extra special levels of gratitude. The Radak understands that, of course, it was just a reaction. I got more than what I asked for. Now, of course, we should say thank you for what we asked for as well, not only the more for what we ask for. And Rashi makes this point. Rashi says, Shenatalti Yoser Michelki Me'ata Alai Lehodos. This is Rashi, which is based on a Medrash Haggadah, which is based on a Gemara. Really, it's the same thing, this Gemara, which says in Brachos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai, Miyom Shabhara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, Lo Ba'odam Shenosan Hoda Lefnei Habore Ad Sheba Asa Leia. From the day that God created the world, nobody came and gave Hoda before God until Leah did, when she said, Hapam Odes Hashem. Now, we'll get to questions in a moment. Is that really true? There is a recorded gratitude, which is offered by other people before Yehuda. So what exactly does this mean? But we have a really interesting mashal that's provided. So in this perspective, the gratitude is because she feels like she's getting something extra. Rashi on the Gemara is even more explicit. She thinks that there are going to be 12 children and there are 4 wives. So 4 wives divided by 12 means 3 children for each wife. She has 4. And therefore, that's extra. And in a way, she understands the nature of gratitude. She's defining the nature of gratitude. That might actually be how to understand this Gemara. She really clearly explained that gratitude is about a sense of no entitlement. I'm not entitled to this child. I am saying thank you because thank you is all about feeling not entitled. I was not entitled to this 4th child, and yet I received this child anyway. That is what gratitude is all about. And so what the Gemara means is that she's defining gratitude for us. Not that she was the first to say thank you, but she was the first to define it. I've shared that idea before, but I'd like to share with you an idea which is found in the Medrash. Yalkut Shimoni says, Mashal Kohen Shahia Omid Begoren. There's a parable we can associate with this. You have a Kohen who's on the threshing floor. Nasan lo echad kurshal maser velo hechzik lo tova. A Kohen gets maser, really the Levi gets maser, let's assume it was truma or something, but the Kohen, the Levi, gets the gift that is coming to them, so to speak, right? It's coming to them to give them the tithe and the part of the crop which the farmer is obligated to give to the Kohen, and then he doesn't react. He doesn't say thank you. Somebody else, not because he's a Kohen, somebody else comes and gives him a little bit of Kohen, just a small amount of chulin. This is not particularly important stuff. It's not that it has to go to the Kohen or the Levi. The hechzik lo tova, and he does say thank you. I give you a whole kur, a huge measurement, the person who gave him the truma or the maaser says, the obligatory tithe. This person you say thank you to, he hardly gave you anything. Amalei says the kohen, at michalki nasatali. You gave me from my portion. Avazemi shalo nasami. He gave me from his portion. Kach so tu lefishayu imoya savua shazum amede shlosha v'chemish yolda leah ben revi'i amra hapam odes Hashem. And so too, this really fully fleshes out the Gemara. It says that she was understanding that this was extra. It wasn't coming to her, so to speak. Now it's really interesting. First of all, things that are coming to you, that are magia li, that are coming to me, we should also probably say thank you. And particularly this metaphor is so revealing because the fact that a Kohen gets truma or maaser from a random farmer is also something which is extra. He didn't have to choose you as a Kohen. He could have given it to any Kohen. It's up to him to decide which Kohen is going to give it to. And not only that, but take an even further step back. God didn't have to give you any sort of truma and maaser. Go to work. Let the Kohen go to work. Let him not live off the dole, which we know that's how Kohanim and Levim lived. That's how they subsisted. They didn't have farmland. They didn't have a chelik portion in Eretz Yisrael. And so there are thank yous really to be given all the way down. This is just like an extra level. And the point of this Medrash is the extra level of absolute unentitlement, non-entitlement. That's what thank you is about. And thank you, whenever we say it, we should feel that sense that things are not entitled. In fact, the Medrash continues to say that Leah, who was focused and gripped with this gratitude in this moment, she really bequeathed it to her children. She gives it to Yehuda, and he later says, Vayaker Yehuda and Tzadka Mimeni. He understands that Tamar was right and he was wrong, and he really recognizes the situation to its fullest. David HaMelech, who says, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Daniel, etc. And so her, as a parent, being this symbol of gratitude, shared this with her children. And so the Lekach Tov explicitly says, Kederach Shehoda Lea Hoda Baneha. The way she gave gratitude, so too did her children. We attempt to do this all the time, to teach our children gratitude. What do we say? We say, you know, we give them something and they say, what do you say? And it takes them a while to pick this up on their own, but it's such an important value. And we see that Leah was able to instruct this idea into the lives of the kids. Torah Tzmim, of course, raises this issue of how it could be that she was the first one. How was she the first one to give gratitude? So there are a few answers to this question. Some suggest that, like I said, she's the first one to be able to recognize that something was yoser min hamagiyala, something more than what she deserved. But I saw a beautiful answer. I'm not sure if it was really answering this question, but another interpretation of hapam odes Hashem. What did she do first? She said the following. It wasn't hapam odes Hashem, this time I shall thank. But it was rhetorical. It was hapam odes Hashem, shall I only thank this once? And so what does she do? She names the child thank you. So as to say, this is not something that I am going to forget. It's something that I am going to keep on my mind and the mind of my family and the mind of this young man, this Yehuda, who's going to grow up with the name thank you. I'm going to keep it on my mind. That's what it means when we say that Leah introduced something that no one before had, because it had the staying power. And perhaps this is why in Bereishis Rabbah we learn, Yehuda ata yiducha achecha, you will be acknowledged by your brothers, it says in the Brachos in Vayechi, Amr b'shim ben Yochai, you call achecha nekrayin al shimcha. All Jews will be called by Yehuda. We are called Yehudim, Jews from Judea, Jews, because hopefully we are little thank yous, and we are as grateful as our forefathers and Leah and Yehuda were. Have a great day.